We present King Street Jr. by Jim Eldredge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you may not believe this, but I have a very busy day as well. And, what? Yes, I know it's important. Oh, why can't I speak to him now? Well, how about after assembly? Well, 9:15 or so. Oh, he's not due in till 10. Or 10:30. Are we talking about today? No, I'm sorry, I was joking. Yes, well, I'll try to make contact with him before lunch. Not after 12:30. Yes, I've got that. Goodbye. Heaven preserve us. The life these education advisors
How many S's in necessary?
I wonder if she peels his grapes for him as
well. You're not listening. How many S's in necessary?
Two at the last count.
Thank you.
Unless you're Tommy Tompkins in Mr. Brown's class.
Oh.
In which case you keep writing S's until you're off the edge of the page. Anyway, what are you writing?
A draft letter to parents telling them the dispute is over.
Now, that's another fiasco, if ever there was one.
Fiasco?
Well, what else would you call it?
But the dispute's settled. You should be pleased.
Well, of course I'm pleased.
Good. It'll be nice to get back to normal.
Normal? What's normal in a school like King Street?
Actually, talking of back to normal, one of your favourite parents phoned this morning.
Oh, who was that?
Mrs. Wicks.
Oh, no.
Sorry, but that's back to normal, isn't it?
God, she plagues me, that woman. Job had his boils and I got Mrs. Wicks. What does she want?
She says now that the teachers are not working to rule anymore, is tomorrow night's scheduled PTA committee meeting on.
Well, trust her to remember that.
She says there are lots of important things to discuss.
Oh, I know there are.
Oh, and she wanted to know which member of staff will be joining Mrs. Rudd and Miss Lewis on the PTA committee, and now Mrs. Wilberforce has resigned.
That's no concern of hers.
Well, she seems to think so. Have you decided?
Yes, at the last staff meeting.
Who is it?
Who do you think? Who's the only member of staff who would volunteer to put his head in the lion's mouth? Hmm? But that is if the subject was raised.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Got it in one.
Well, he is very keen.
Well, Mrs. Patterson proposed him, Mr. Long seconded, and he was elected unopposed.
Oh, with friends like those.
Exactly. In my book, it rates as one of the great betrayals of all time.
They probably did it because they know that he'd represent them properly on the committee.
They did it because none of them wanted to do it. Brown doesn't realise it, but he's a sacrificial lamb on Mrs. Wicks's altar.
Oh, she's not as bad as all that.
She is. I mean, what with her and that guest woman of hers, Mrs. Keefe? She's got the PTA wrapped round her little finger. As Brown's going to discover before very long.
Oh, Mr. Holliday.
Oh, hello.
You've got a free period as well?
No, I'm on holiday.
Huh. Is that fresh tea in the pot?
Fresh-ish.
Yes, you know, I've got a PTA meeting this evening.
Odd luck.
Oh, no. I'm really quite excited about being on the committee. It's quite an honour, really.
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, I'm flattered that the staff wanted me to represent them.
Good.
And I'm a great believer in more integration of parents into school life.
What sort of integration?
Well, I'm sure we could find ways of involving the parents in, well, lessons, for example.
Lessons?
Yes.
In the classrooms?
Well, yes.
Good God.
Well, of course, I suppose it will depend on how the rest of the committee see it.
Thankfully.
Have you ever sat on the committee?
No.
Oh.
Why do you ask?
Well, I just wondered how it operates, that sort of thing.
Do you know how democracy works?
Yes.
Well, it's nothing like that.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll find out. Look, Brown, will you be staying here for the whole of your free period?
Now, before we begin the meeting proper, I'd like to introduce the teacher's new representative. Joining Miss Lewis on the committee tonight is Mr. Eric Brown.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Brown. I'm Mrs. Wicks.
And Mrs. Keefe and Mr. Singh.
Hello.
Good evening.
Mrs. Keefe and I have often said that we could do with some new blood, haven't we, Mrs. Keefe?
Indeed we have.
So watch out for vampires, Mr. Brown.
On the committee, Mr. Beeston.
Oh, of course. And I should like to make apologies for the absence of Mrs. Rudd, who has a choir rehearsal this evening.
And Mr. Dooley and Mrs. Jopra from the parents have asked me to make their apologies as well.
You're fine. Thank you, Mrs. Wicks.
Oh, Mrs. Jopra isn't here. Shall I take the minutes of this meeting?
Well,
I think that's an excellent idea. Thank you, Mrs. Keefe.
Providing no one else wants to.
Mr. Singh?
No.
Miss Lewis? Mr. Brown?
No, thank you.
No, that's fine by me.
Then I think we can say that's unanimous, can't we? Mrs. Keefe will take the minutes.
Fine.
I can't do shorthand, though, so everyone will have to speak slowly.
Point taken. Well, the first thing on the agenda...
Thank you, Mr. Beast.
One thing before we go on.
Yes?
I note that on this agenda you repair the teacher's dispute isn't included.
Well, there's no point. It's been settled.
And it doesn't really come under the auspices of the PTA, does it?
Well, I'm sorry, I think it should.
But wouldn't it be a waste of time?
Mr. Brown, you must understand that we parents have as much at stake in our children's education as you teachers, you know.
More.
Exactly, Mrs. Keefe, more.
I, for one, would be very happy to discuss the subject.
Miss Lewis?
Well, I've no objection.
Well, fine. Put it in as item six, before any other business. Okay, Mrs. Keefe.
All right.
I just hope everyone realises that without our union representatives present, the full case will not be put.
But the county authority aren't here either, are they, Mr. Brown?
No.
If we could get on... Right. I declare the meeting open.
Mr. Beeston?
Yes, Mrs. Keefe.
If the meeting is only starting now...
Yes.
Well, do I put down about including the teacher's dispute as item six? Because that would be before the meeting started.
Well, does it matter? We're going to discuss it later.
Well, I am responsible for the minutes of the meeting.
Put it down, Mrs. Keefe, after all the point was mentioned.
Fine.
And what about Mr. Brown's objection?
No.
But surely, if these are minutes, everything should go down.
Your objection isn't relevant, Mr. Brown.
I think it is.
No, it isn't. Not after I counted it with my own observation.
But look, I hate to interrupt this scintillating discussion, but it's now 7:45. And if we're going to get out of here before school starts in the morning, I suggest we get on with the actual business.
I agree.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. Right. First on the agenda is fundraising. And I think Miss Lewis has a suggestion here.
Oh,
Miss Lewis?
Yes. Well, I'd like to suggest a sponsored spell. It would be educational as well as fundraising, and we'd have different words for children of different abilities. I mean, harder words for those with greater ability, and the easier
words. I am very worried about these words. I think that
there's
the
Mrs. Wicks. Mrs. Wicks.
I think they are the best.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
We've been on this item for 20 minutes now. We all agree the sponsored spell is a good idea. I just suggest Miss Lewis organises it. And that includes choosing the words.
Seconded.
But can I take that as agreed?
It would appear so.
Thank you.
Good. Right. Item two.
The barn dance.
Exactly.
Now, you'll have heard about our annual barn dance, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I think so.
Always a lovely evening, Mr. Brown.
It's very popular with the parents.
Well, actually, I've had some thoughts on this.
Really?
I mean, why a barn dance? Is there any particular reason for it?
I beg your pardon?
Well, it seems you've had a barn dance for years now.
Yes, everybody enjoys it.
Yes, but, don't you think it's time for a change? It is very old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Yes.
And what would you suggest in its place?
Well, a disco, something like that. Nothing too extreme, you know, but something with a bit more life in it.
Well, actually, our barn dances are very lively functions, Mr. Brown.
Well, I'm sure, but it's all a bit too much like school, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, everyone being ordered around to walk this way, go that way. I mean, disco is different. You can actually enjoy a disco without wondering if you're dozy-doing properly.
Well, John, that's all very interesting, but Mr. Brown obviously hasn't been to one of our barn dances.
No, but apart from that, I think if we want to get all the parents in, then we should put on a disco.
Wow. You mean as well as a barn dance, Mr. Brown?
No, I mean in place of it.
Have you any thoughts, Mr. Singh?
Personally, I have no feelings either way. I cannot see that a barn dance or a disco is of much interest to the large number of Asian parents with children in the school.
Yeah, that's all very well. Which do you prefer, a barn dance or a disco?
That's what I'm saying, Mrs. Wicks. I prefer neither. I am not convinced that you will get large number of Asian parents in for a barn dance or a disco.
But they'd love it, Mr. Singh. Everyone loves a disco.
I won't. And neither will Mrs. Keith.
No.
Miss Lewis?
Well, actually, I like Mr. Brown's basic idea.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
But I think a disco would be good. It would bring teachers and parents together in a more informal way. Less structured.
Exactly.
Mr. Beeson, may I be allowed to get a word in here?
Oh, please, Mrs. Wicks.
May I remind the meeting that we have established a tradition at this school. Every year for the last 7 years, we have held a barn dance.
Then surely it's about time we had something different.
Mr. Brown, your new here. And I think when you've had a little more experience...
Look, Mrs. Wicks, forgive me, but it's already 8:30. And we have a lot to get through this evening.
I know, but I am trying to
explain... I think we should take a vote on this.
Well, if you must.
Those in favour of a barn dance?
Definitely.
I agree.
2. Those in favour of a disco?
Definitely.
Miss Lewis?
Yes, it's a good idea.
2. Mr. Singh?
I abstain.
That's 2 all and 1 abstention. So, as chairman of this meeting, in the event of a tie, I have the casting vote. And, yes, I think I go along with the disco idea. So, the disco it is.
What?
Item 3.
Wait a minute.
I'd like to pass on to the next
item. I haven't finished speaking on item 2 yet.
It has been voted on, Mrs. Wicks.
No, it hasn't. Not a proper vote.
Look, even if we were to have a secret ballot of the 6 of us here, it isn't going to change it, but if you insist...
I raise a formal objection.
What do you object to?
This is not a formally constituted meeting.
What on earth are you talking about?
We don't have a quorum.
A quorum?
Under the terms of the PTA constitution, a committee meeting must have at least 6 members present, excluding the chairman. Only 5 of us here.
Yes, but look, we've just...
Mr. Brown. We can't take a decision at this meeting as it is not properly constituted.
If you knew that, why didn't you say so before?
You mean we'd be sitting here talking for over an hour for nothing?
If we had been in agreement, I would have been prepared to turn a blind eye to it. But on a decision as crucial as this, we must abide strictly by the rules. It's not fair to those who are absent.
That's nonsense. Just because the disco was preferred to your rotten barn dance.
Steady on, Mr. Brown.
It's also petty, isn't it?
I won't stay and listen to this. Come, Mrs. Keith.
Slapping my minutes.
Mrs. Wicks, this is ridiculous.
It certainly is. You, of all people, as chairman, should have realised about the quorum. I'm going straight away to see Mr. Dooley and Mrs. Jocker.
Oh, really?
What about the meeting? Isn't there something we can do?
There's no need, Mr. Brown. I think you've already done it. A quorum. I ask you, Fred. The woman's mad.
She had a point there.
Then why didn't she make it at the start of the meeting instead of waiting until we talked ourselves to a standstill?
It's your fault, really.
Mine? Why?
Well, you know what she's like. You should have realised. After all, you're the chairman of the PTA committee.
But I don't sit up all night reading the PTA constitution. Anyway, no one's ever raised it before.
Ah, that's because Mrs. Wicks hasn't had the barn dance challenge before.
That's true. The next thing, she'll want a bloody referendum of all the parents about it.
Could she do that?
I was joking, Fred. Still, I take your point. That woman's capable of anything. The sooner her kids leave this school, the better.
Mind, I can sympathise with her about the barn dance. It is preferable to a disco.
Well, how can you say that unless you move a muscle at a barn dance?
Oh, you don't see everything that goes
on. You sit there all night long with that glazed expression on your face, puffing away on that terrible pipe of yours.
Keeps the parents at a distance.
Not just the parents. No, I think you've got a nerve. You prefer the barn dance.
Well, honestly, can you see me jigging about at a disco? Did you see Saturday Night Fever?
Well, I saw Watership Down, but nobody expects me to turn into a rabbit. Come on, it's not all that funny.
No, I was just thinking about Brown. I'll bet he's sorry he ever decided to take on Mrs. Wicks.
He does walk straight into it, doesn't he?
I saw him just now. He's on his way to see Mrs. Rudd.
Whatever for?
He said he wants to canvass her support for the disco at the next PTA meeting.
He'll be lucky.
Oh, that's what I told him.
Oh, talk about a glutton for punishment. Still, you've got to feel a bit sorry for him, haven't you?
Mm.
I don't see any way he's going to win this one.
Excuse me, Mrs. Rudd.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Yes,
what is it?
I wondered, do you have a minute or two?
I'm extremely busy, Mr. Brown. I have all these books to get out ready for my first class after assembly.
Yes, I know, but it won't take long.
Oh, very well. What do you want?
Well, actually, it's about the PTA meeting.
Yes.
You probably heard it didn't go terribly well.
Yes, I did hear, and it seems that you were entirely responsible, I'm sorry to say.
I don't think so. Well, not entirely.
I believe you suggested that we discontinue a long-standing and very popular feature of King Street Parent-Teacher Association.
I proposed a disco instead of the barn dance.
Exactly, and you were totally wrong to do so.
Why?
The parents and the staff do not want a disco, Mr. Brown, and that is that.
How do you know if they'd never had the choice?
I know. Mr. Brown, and if I may say so, I have known the parents here rather longer than you.
So you aren't going to give them a choice?
They don't want a choice. They'll only choose the wrong one and totally confuse the issue. And I know why you come here to see me, but you can save your breath. Mrs. Wicks will certainly have my vote for the barn dance. Now, if you will excuse me, I have things to do before I go down to assembly.
All right. right, all right, quieten down. Now, as we've got a moment or two before dinner, let me remind you that tomorrow we'll be going to the park to look at trees.
Please, sir?
Yes, Sandy.
Can I bring my football?
Certainly not. We're looking at trees for educational reasons, not to use them as goalposts. Right, sir. Lunchtime. Now, make sure you take your coat. It's pretty cold out there today. Hello.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Mandy?
Is it true about you and Mrs. Weeks?
Is what true?
I've heard you've been having an argument over the barn dance.
Who on earth is spreading stories like that?
The Fulfies.
Oh, are they indeed?
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever, it's nothing for you to bother about.
I wanted to know what you think your chances are.
My chances of what?
Of beating Mrs. Weeks.
Why?
Well, they're running a book on it.
A book? What sort of book?
You know, a book.
What do you mean, a betting book?
Yeah, two of the Fulfies, and they got Mrs. Weeks' favourite to win.
I don't believe it.
They're offering 10-1 against you, so do you reckon it's worth putting anything on?
This is ridiculous. I've never heard anything like it. Does Mr. Beeston know about this, or Mr. Holliday?
I don't think so.
Well, it very soon will. I shall get this sorted out straight away. Oh, and, thank you for telling me, Mandy.
Oh, you haven't said what you reckon your chances are. Not much, I reckon.
Now keep your hair on, Brown, and just tell me quietly. These Fulfies are doing what?
They're running a gambling operation, a sort of betting shop in school.
The cheeky beggars.
And it's on my dispute with Mrs. Weeks.
Shows initiative, though, and a grasp of basic mathematics.
With betting shop techniques?
But if it works and they learn their maths, why not? By the way, what are the odds?
They're offering 10-1 against me.
10-1, eh? How do you reckon your chances? It might be worth a bob or two.
Please, Mr. Beeston, you're not taking this seriously.
I am, Mr. Brown. I'm taking it very seriously, but you must admit it's got its lighter side.
Well, not when I'm the object of it.
No, I suppose not.
And there is a more serious issue at stake, isn't there, in this dispute?
Yes?
I mean, who runs the school? Who has the final say? You or Mrs. Wicks?
Not the school, Mr. Brown, the PTA.
But it affects the school, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does.
Well, I intend to beat Mrs. Wicks and at her own game.
Do you?
Even if no one else is prepared to have a go, she's not going to pressurise me into accepting her rule book. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's all right.
I shall fight her over this. I mean it.
Strong words. Who's he going to fight?
He says he's going to take on Mrs. Weeks.
Not physically, I hope.
The mind boggles, but it's a good idea, isn't it?
Before you run away, sign these.
What are they?
Capitation returns for County Hall.
Oh, right.
And don't forget to see the caretaker.
And ask the impossible.
Don't you be silly. You've got to see him today to remind him to open the school for the PTA meeting tomorrow evening. You don't want to arrive and find Mrs. Wicks and the others locked out.
Yes, I do. Nothing will give me greater pleasure. Come in.
Please, Mrs. Stone.
Yes, what is it, Tommy?
Miss Lewis sent over these sheets for the sponsored spell. They're all filled in.
Fine. Tell her thank you very much.
Right.
Is there something else?
Can I ask you, Miss, will you test me spelling?
Well, Mrs. Stone is very busy. Now get back to your class.
All right.
Of course I will, Tommy, but some other time, eh?
It's only the top two. I'm learning them two at a time.
Is this the paper?
Yeah.
All right. Which is your section?
Those ones, miss.
Right. Well, then, spell cries.
C-R-I-E-S.
Well done. Spell dropping.
D-R-O-P-I-N-G.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Thank you.
No, there are two P's in dropping.
Oh, yeah. Well, I nearly got two right. Thank you, Mrs. Stone.
There's the form signed.
Thank you.
Nearly got two right. I hope they're not all like him. Our sponsored speller weighs about fourpence.
He tries, doesn't he? Give him credit for that.
That's true.
Now, this PTA meeting tomorrow. Do you think you'll get a quorum this time?
You're joking. With a head-on clash between Mr. Brown and Mrs. Wicks coming up, we'll be able to sell tickets for it. It'll be like high noon.
You're enjoying all this, aren't you?
Oh, of course I'm not. It's just that it makes a change for someone else to get a battering from Mrs. Wicks instead of me. Now, before I go and measure Brown for his coffin, is there anything else you want me to sign?
Excuse me, Mr. Holliday.
Yes, Danny.
Actually, is the sponsored spell?
Next Thursday, so you've got a week to learn them and to get that sponsorship form filled up.
Right, sir.
By the way, Danny.
Sir?
What are the current odds in the big fight?
Still 10-1 against Mr. Brown, but they're shorting on Mrs. Wicks to 2-1 on.
Ah.
On her present form and past record, she could walk it.
Fine. Fine, thank you.
Do you want to put anything on it?
Good heavens, no. I disapprove of gambling.
Yeah, so do I. If you ask me, it's a mug's game.
Right, yes.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Benny.
Oh, careful, Danny.
Sorry, sir.
Just watch where you're going.
Yes, miss.
No, as I was saying, what gets me is how personally Mrs. Wicks is taking this.
Well, so are you.
Yes, but I hear she's lobbying everything in sight that moves and might have a say on the PTA committee.
She's used to getting her own way, that's why.
I think it's terrible that one person should have so much power.
But does it really matter?
Of course it does.
Why? She's got the energy, and she's prepared to do the work no one else wants
yes,
to.
Yes, but that's not the point, is it?
What is?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. I just know it feels wrong.
Excuse me, Mr. Brown?
Oh.
Do you have a moment?
Good afternoon, Mr. Singh.
Mr. Beeston said I would find you here.
Well, I'm off home. My mother will be wondering where I am.
Please, Miss Lewis, don't go. I'd like to see you as well, if you have a moment.
Well, just for a moment.
What can we do for you?
It is about the matter of the disco and the barn dance.
Oh?
Yes. I have in my mind a suggestion which you might find useful in this particular situation.
That's I'm in agreement.
Well, I don't know what the meeting thinks, but I'm all in favour of that. I think a charity netball match, school against staff, would be a wonderful idea.
Yes, certainly.
Well, perhaps the parents would like to take care of the refreshments.
Oh, yes, I have a cash and carry card. I would be happy to use it. That way we can buy bulk.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. So, we've all agreed, yes? Mm-hmm. Charity netball match, school against staff.
Definitely.
Good. Right, on to item three. Yes. The barn dance. Mrs. Wicks, would you like to make your proposal?
Thank you, Mr. Beeston. Well, I think most of us round this table know how successful our PTA barn dances have been in the past.
True, true.
We all know, don't we, they are fun.
Oh, yes, they are.
And I'm sure that most people appreciate the great deal of effort that some people have put into organising them. And a great deal of personal expense, not the least, in time.
Hear, hear.
I believe that we have established a real tradition of barn dancing here at King Street, quite apart from the social interaction. And I think it would be a great pity to lose the goodwill we have built up over these years.
I agree.
I therefore propose to this meeting that we have another barn dance this year, and I look for the continuing support of those who have contributed to its success and helped me so much in the past.
Hear, hear.
Is that it?
That's all I have to say, Mr. Beeston.
Right, fine. any other comments? Anyone? Mr. Brown?
No, I agree with Mrs. Wicks.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I think it would be a pity to lose that basis of social interaction that Mrs. Wicks talks of. In fact, I suggest that we build on it even further.
Might one inquire as to what you're getting at, Mr. Brown?
Certainly. Building on the multicultural social mix that we have in King Street Junior, I think the time has come...
Just a minute, Mr. Brown.
Yes, Mrs. Wicks.
A barn dance is multicultural.
That is true. And what I was about to say is that I think the time has come to build on the excellent work that Mrs. Wicks has done and organise something that reflects all the different cultures represented in this school. Something bigger, more all-embracing than a barn dance.
We don't need anything bigger, Mr. Brown.
Now, please hear me out, Mrs. Wicks. What I suggest is a multicultural disco with reggae records, pop hits, country music, Irish music, steel band music...
And Asian pop records.
And steel band music. I suggested to Mrs. Rudd earlier that we use tapes of our own steel band because their standard of playing is so superb and so professional.
I must admit the children would be delighted.
Yes, but surely this is not what we're used to. Where on earth would you expect to find all these different records?
From the parents themselves. For example, I believe that between them, Mr. Singh and Mrs. Joffre have got quite a collection of Asian music. And your son told me earlier today, Mr. Dooley, that you have a magnificent collection of Irish dance music?
Oh, yes, I have indeed.
And we can always lay our hands on pop records of different sorts.
Of course, an evening such as this would be initially unusual, but I believe it would prove extremely popular.
Well, it would certainly be unusual.
Well, I must admit... It does sound interesting.
Well, no, it doesn't.
And if the meeting decides in favour of this proposal, I suggest that we ask Mrs. Wicks to continue the excellent work she's done in the past towards this new venture. It'll certainly need someone of her exceptional personal and organisational abilities to stand at the helm.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night, Mr. Dooley.
Well, I'd better be off too.
No time for a drink, Linda.
No, thanks. I ought to be getting back. See you in the morning, then.
Well, take care.
I will. Bye.
Mr. Brown, you did it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? 6-2 in favour of your disco. I think congratulations are in order.
Thank you. I thought it was a good idea.
It is a good idea. In fact, my only concern at the moment is how long we'll manage to keep you in the teaching profession.
Sorry?
You had just about the right amount of greasiness there tonight to make a perfect politician.
To be honest, it was almost a Sing's idea, really. And he got what he wanted. A multicultural evening.
But you still pulled off the impossible. The defeat of Mrs. Wicks. That's an accomplishment in itself.
Actually, you know, I think I feel rather sorry for Mrs. Wicks.
Oh, don't waste your sympathy. She can take care of herself.
But she's so committed, isn't she? I mean, it's pretty obvious she does very hard work for the PTA.
She'll bounce back. Don't you worry.
Anyway, I think everyone else is fairly happy.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that.
Well, I haven't upset any of the others, have I? I didn't mean to.
What about 2 11-year-old bookies in the fourth year?
I'd forgotten about them.
They've gone to the war, haven't they?
Serves them right.
They'll probably give up gambling for good, I should think. Come on, Mr. Brown, I'll buy you a pint. I think you've earned it.
You've been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head. Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary. Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd. And Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis. With Marcia Warren as Mrs. Wicks, Carol Hawkins as Mrs. Keefe, and Renu Setner as Mr. Singh. Tommy was played by Desmond Askew. Mandy by Julie Newell. Sandeep by Robert Lynham. And Danny by Leon Hamilton. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.